You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Stuart Beasley, John Budden and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. It's day two of the May Festival at Goodwood. We've also got racing from Bath and Haydock in the afternoon. Musselburgh and Pontefract will provide the action in the evening on the flat. And we've also got an evening of jumping at Worcester. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio, it's Mr. Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmy?
Very good afternoon to you, Mark. I'm in tremendous form, thank you, fella. Looking forward to a fun-packed and action-packed weekend. Friday's looking good, Saturday's looking good. And it's all to play for, isn't it? The old flat season, because now it's started, I believe.
Yep.
Kicking on, isn't it?
Yeah.
Kicking on.
It has started now.
Allegedly.
From what I can understand. I'm
all
not
good.
Sure anymore, though.
All good.
Yeah, we've got a good few days coming up at Goodwood. We're going to get Pimmy's thoughts on day two in just a moment or two. But we've also got some good racing over in Ireland and might shake up the classic betting for Epsom a little bit, so we'll just have a quick touch on that. The Irish 2000 Guineas.
Yep.
Glen Eagles, 4-9 favourite. It won't affect the Derby betting because he's a miler, but he is the best miler we've seen this season.
Oh, by far. His Guineas performance was very, very impressive. He travelled really strongly and he wasn't hard worked to go and win the race, was he? So there's a lot more to come from him, but I'm sure you won't see him exceeding that mile trip.
No.
He might even, if he needed to, come down in trip rather than go up in trip. But he's a high-class individual, and they named him extremely well, didn't they?
They did. Yeah. 4-9 about right?
Yeah, I'm afraid it's not a working man's price, but it's a price that reflects his chance. He's different gravy, I think.
No, I agree. And, he could be having himself a Guineas double, couldn't he?
Well, that'd be very nice too, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Is it the first time, I shouldn't think, for Aidan O'Brien?
No, it's not. No. The 1,000 Guineas, the Irish 1,000 Guineas, a bit more open though. And Aidan O'Brien's got the market leader in the shape of Found, but a few more questions to answer for her.
Yeah, she has. She disappointed, didn't she, the last time out. They took her out the Guineas, they ran her again the following day, and she was short and she got beat. But the ground might just have been the issue with her there. And again, she's got the opportunity to bounce back. Whereas again, Glen Eagles is purely a miler. She might just step up in trip and might eventually see the Oaks trip out of a mile and a half a bit later on in the season. But again, she's got to put that disappointing run behind her. But I'm sure a lot of the blame will go on the ground.
Mm. Yeah, it was very testing ground, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can see why.
And again, they say good horses can go on any ground, but really and truly, these high-class horses need genuine good ground, I think, to bring out the best in them.
Yeah. She's currently joint third favourite for the Epsom Oaks. She's 6-1 with Diamonds and Rubies in the third favourite berth. Crystal Zvezda has been well backed into 11-2 second favourite, and Legatissimo is the 4-1 market leader. That might change slightly if she were to
bounce back. It might change, but I would rather wait and see her perform at the weekend than go and take that 6-1 now, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Unless you've had some positive vibes from the stable that she is back to her best. And then at 6-1, she looks a bit of each-way value if you wanted to go down that road.
Yeah. I can see reasons for both, but it is risky at the minute, isn't it? If you take the 6-1 and she bombs out again, then you've done your money, haven't you?
You've done your money because she's going to drift or she's not even going to run, you know?
Well, you look at the other Aidan O'Brien runners in there and the other Coolmore runners in there.
Yeah. So they've got a strength in depth.
Yeah. I think so. We've also got the Tattersalls Gold Cup in Ireland this weekend as well at the Curragh. Just a bit of news, James Doyle looks like he's going to ride Alkazim again for the first time since, all three Group 1 wins for Alkazim have come with
Doyle
on
board.
On his back. So it could be interesting to see those two back together again.
But could interesting be, yeah. I mean, he's obviously been a failure at stud, and he's coming back to racing, and there's no reason why he can't perform to the level he did. And as you say, James Doyle and him have an exceptional rapport.
Free Eagle misses that race though. He's got a head cold. He must have been hanging around with Dave Kellner too much.
Oh, it's not. Don't blame Kellner for that head cold. It's that Geordie fella. What's his name?
Craig Forsyth.
Craig Forsyth sniffling and coughing all over us for 8 hours last week. That's who's to blame for that. Geordie boy.
There you go. You've been
poor Kellner.
You've been collared, Craig.
Pim.
Let's move on. A bit of news about Sizing Europe. He's going to retire.
Yeah.
Grand old horse, wasn't he?
Oh, superstar. What a pleasure he must have been to own because, you know, he was high class. He jumped well. He stayed well. He gave his all. I mean, he'll be very, very difficult to replace for the Potts family, if at all they can replace him. But at least he's taken them where they've wanted to go. He's given them some great days out, and he's been a pleasure. And, you know, he deserves a safe and sound retirement now, doesn't he?
He does. 8 Grade 1 wins, a couple of them at the Cheltenham Festival.
Yeah.
Yeah, good horse.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And, as I say, hard to replace.
Yeah. One more piece of news just to get your thoughts on Pimmy. There's a lot of talk about declaration of wind ops.
Yeah.
We've seen horses come back from wind ops and be better animals. Do you think it's worth noting it in the race card?
I certainly do feel it's worth noting. I think what you've got to understand is that just because a horse has a wind operation, there is no guarantee that it actually is going to improve its performance. And having dealt with horses that have had wind ops, you know, some can have the desired effect and some can have no effect at all. So, I think if a horse has a wind operation, then it needs to, somewhere along the line, we need to do it. But what I'm trying to explain is that there's no God-given right that he's going to improve for that wind operation.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's good that you know he's had it, but by the same token, it's no reason why it can actually enhance his performance massively.
Yeah, it's similar to the headgear. Declare what headgear goes on, it's not necessarily going to work.
No, that's right. So,
but
at least you know, and it's information that can be, because when a horse goes in and wins, after maybe disappointing a couple of times previously, he comes into the winner's enclosure and the trainer says, well, yeah, his form's improved because he's had a tie back, he's had a soft palate, he's had some form of wind operation.
Yeah.
Well, you would so nice after the event, wouldn't it nice to be no before it? So I think it's a positive way forward, to be fair. And really and truly, as the punter, we can only have as much information as we can have, can't we? The more we can have, the better it is, I think. So I think it's moving in the right direction, and it does seem that the BHA are now taking that on board, that it's fairly important.
Yeah, exactly. If the more information you can have as a punter, the more you want, really, don't you?
Yeah.
You want to see it. So.
But by the same token, where does it end?
Yeah, I suppose.
You know what I mean? Do we start weighing them before they run? Do we start, you know, checking if they've eaten up? Do we start checking if they've been turned out? Were they happy and fresh? You know, there's so much that out there that you could glean a bit from.
Yeah.
Or, by the same token, make the waters even murkier.
All right. Well, yeah, it seems like a good idea for now, though.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
Forward and onward, I think.
Okay. Anything else got your eye for me in the news or anything?
Not really, no. You know, we're all looking forward to, the big meeting in June at Epsom. It's been great to see Dickie Johnson getting plenty of winners on the board. Hopefully, you know, he's making stepping stones for his first Jockeys Championship. Stays in one piece. Hopefully that'll go his way. But in general, it's just, for me, midweek, very much run of the mill, and then we're just getting a few exciting bits at the weekends.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd agree. And let's look at the next instalment of racing. We're going to get Pimmy's thoughts on Friday's action at Goodwood on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
We start in the 3.25 at Goodwood, which is a fillies handicap, a class 4 fillies handicap over a mile. It's for 3-year-olds. Several of these come into this in good form, Pimmy. We'll start here with Luna Moon, though, for Jeremy Nasida. Ryan Moore in the saddle. 2 from 2 so far.
Yeah, she's an interesting filly, that is for sure. Nasida's not had that many runners so far this season, but once he's had have run well, Luna Moon certainly has done nothing wrong in a short career. She was 6-4 favourite when she won a 7-furlong race at Lingfield last time out by 2.5 lengths. That was a nice, cosy success. She's been given a mark of 77, and to be fair, you know, she could actually be thrown in off that rating if she continues on the upward curve. But you could say that about a number of these. Zoella's interesting, the Charlie Appleby runner. She ran on debut at Lingfield. Again, it was a mile that she won over there. She beat La Dolorita by 1.75. Admittedly, I didn't think there was an awful lot of strength in depth, but she could only do what she did on debut. And again, there could be more to come from her. And the other one I think is very interesting here is Postbag, trained by Hendy Candy. She came good last time out. She beat Journey, admittedly, only by a short head. That was 7 furlongs. Stepping up to a mile tomorrow should suit her. And again, Henry Candy's horses usually progress from the debut runs of the season. So I think there's a lot more to come from Postbag. And that's where the pin is going to fall.
Okay, Postbag for Pimmy in the 3:25. The 4 o'clock at Goodwood is the Cocked Hat Stakes. It's a listed race over 1 mile and 3 furlongs. It's for three-year-olds. And I suppose we should start here with Best of Times. Pimmy likely to be the market leader. Completed the hat-trick last time, and that was in listed company as well.
Yeah, good performance by Best of Times at Newmarket last time out. Steps up a furlong tomorrow. Don't think that would be a problem either. And again, there could be a lot more to come from him. He's an interesting sort, and he's fairly unexposed in the context of this race. So definitely winner in this type of company, listed company last time out. Certainly a major player.
Okay, do you side with him or are you taking him on?
Well, I think there's a couple in there that you could take a little look at. I thought Great Glenn ran well enough on debut when he finished behind Global Force, again over 1 mile and 2 at Newmarket. I thought Medrano ran a cracker in defeat at Chester last time out behind Hans Holborn. I mean, he's a 14-1 now shot for the Derby's Hans Holborn, so that wasn't too bad a run by Medrano. And also Storm the Stars is interesting. He got beaten last time out again by Hans Holborn at Chester, but I thought that was a good enough run, and I thought he could well be a player as well. So certainly 7 going to post. You could possibly only rule out Great Glen and Glanier Gores. Not sure if that's how you pronounce it correctly. But other than that, I thought the other 5 could certainly come here with a chance. And I'm just going to side with Best of Times.
Best of Times for Pimmy then in the 4 o'clock. The 4:35 is a Filly's Handicap. This one's a Class 3 event over 1.5 miles. It's for the 3-year-olds and older. You've just sided with a Godolphin horse in decent form. We've got another one here in Endless Time.
Yeah, Endless Time. She's been in great form, hasn't she, this filly? And she beat Justice Bell by 8 lengths, and a very easy 8 lengths at Salisbury last time out. Steps up a couple of furlongs tomorrow afternoon to 1.5 miles, which certainly should not be a negative. And again, if you looked at this and thought, 76, core blimey, she's thrown in. £6 penalty tomorrow, obviously. But again, could be an awful lot more to come from her. Space Lab's interesting. She was in a listed stakes last time we saw her. Admittedly, she was beaten 8 lengths by Hidden Gold. But again, that was a much stiffer task than she faces tomorrow. And Palomar is interesting from the Shannon Yard. She beat Tears of the Sun last time out at Bath. That has any real strength in depth, I'm not sure. But she could only but win, which what she did last time. And the other interesting one I thought here was Simple Verse, trained by Rafe Beckett. Again, she made all last time out when we saw her at Lingfield over 1 mile and 4 furlongs. Admittedly, it was only a maiden stakes, but there could be a little bit more to come from her. And again, off a mark of 76, she could be fairly unexposed.
Who do you go with, Pimmy?
Going to take a chance with Simple Verse, who should be a little bit of value.
Simple Verse then for Pimmy in that one. The final race we look at is the 5:10 at Goodwood. This is a Class 2 handicap over 6 furlongs. It's for 3-year-olds and older. We've got a field of 12 to go to post here, Pimmy, and a nice open handicap to finish with.
Oh, absolutely wide open here. Tread carefully, that is for sure. Plenty of them coming into the equation. And again, one or two of them not on the back of exciting runs. And the one that really ran well last time out was Humidor. He made all when he won at Goodwood over 5 furlongs last time out. He beat Long Awaited by 0.5 length. I think there could be a little bit more to come from him. And again, I think the step up to 6 furlongs shouldn't be too much of a negative. So Humidor certainly is a major player, as too is Zanetto, who ran well enough in defeat last time out when finishing 3rd. And you'd also say Major Jack ran well enough in defeat last time out when things didn't quite go his way on a number of occasions in that race at Ascot, and that was over the 6 furlongs there. But again, with a clear run, James Doyle takes the mount again. He could end up back in that winner's enclosure. But pinning me down to a selection for the 5:10 at Goodwood, it would have to be Humidor.
Humidor for Pimmy there. Then let's just have a quick summary, Pimmers, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, we will indeed. Looking forward to very competitive stuff at Goodwood, as you'd imagine, tomorrow. We've got a couple of races which are confined to the girls only, and that applies to the first race we're going to select in the 3:25. Going to go with number 5, Postbag. in the 4 o'clock from Goodwood. It's a listed stakes. We're going to go for number one, Best of Times. And in the 4:35, and again, another filly's handicap, number eight, Simple Verse, is the selection. And at 5:10, a handicap run over 6 furlongs, the selection is number four, Humidor.
Superb. Thank you very much, Pimmy. Good luck and enjoy on Friday.
We're looking forward to it.
There you go, the thoughts of Chris Pimlott on Friday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. Stuart Beasley, John Budden and Ollie Pimlott will be in the studio. We've got Goodwood, Bath and Haydock in the afternoon. Musselburgh, Pontefract and Worcester will provide the action in the evening. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.